Hello. Twitter space. So, where's my waiting room? Good question. Even though I'm about to do stuff that makes it impossible for me to read free chat. In a Twitter space, chat here. Is anyone even here? Am I talking to myself right now? Oh, there are people. Okay. Hiya, darlings. This is HaLife English Advent's Devilish Diva, the one and only Nerissa Ravencroft. I was up all night, not by choice. I was in bed, but I'm making my bed at the moment, by the way. I'm in bed, but I was up late, like 6 a.m. late, because I seriously could not. I seriously could not get myself to fall asleep. So, my alarm always goes off, and I'm supposed to get up at 9 a.m. sharp to make it a habit to hopefully help me sleep easier, but it doesn't. For some reason, I still sleep just as badly, and it doesn't ever get any better. But it's good to have aspirations, is what I tell myself. So I'm gonna walk you through my morning routine. I already woke up and washed my face. Because I'm about to use a gift I got from my family recently. Ugh. I suck at making my bed. Oh, it's because I'm still in it. The most evil thing I've started doing is making my bed while I'm in it. So that, like, I can like keep laying in bed. I have some water. I haven't opened my curtain yet. That's on my to-do list, but I'm supposed to keep the room dark for a few more minutes. Have a liter of water here, so I'm drinking it. I'm drinking my liter of water. I'm about halfway through. It's really important to hydrate yourself first thing in the morning. Because if you don't, you'll die, okay? Don't take my word for it. I don't know what I'm talking about. That's just what I've heard. The EP calls you. I'm always EP. That's a bad thing. I keep a water bottle next to the bed, but I don't like to drink when I'm actually like sleeping. But it becomes a big issue for if I'm like thirsty whilst trying to like sleep. So it's important. Yeah, hydration is key in the morning. You lose a lot during sleep, exactly. I was so thirsty, but I was trying to sleep and I was like, well, I don't want to drink too much because then I'm gonna wake up if I drink too much. But then here I am drinking too much. It's just how it is. It's always how it goes, you know. Sorry for the random unannounced Twitter space also. My apologies. I just felt like it though, so hopefully you don't mind. I have like four half empty water bottles. That's awesome. Next to my bed. That's awesome. I have No energy. There's nothing. There's nothing in my body right now except exhaustion. Can you believe the Ian concert's already this week? No, I feel crazy. Big plans today? No. I have some work stuff to do, but generally, thankfully, because of the fact that I did not sleep, I don't have like recordings or anything like that are like gonna kill me. It's I can finally sing the song. You know how much it was killing me? Because one time in a lifetime, that's right. One time in a lifetime. One time in a lifetime, that's right. One time in a lifetime. It's like plaguing my brain. It's plaguing my brain so bad. And I had to hold on to it. I had to not hum it on stream. I had to not sing it. Because I didn't want to leak the song. Okay, forewarning. What I'm about to do is gonna make it so I can't read any chats, and I probably won't be able to talk well, but it'll only be for like 10 minutes, so. Ugh. It is an earworm. Okay, I have to stop looking at my phone. You guys are just gonna have to deal with me talking about whatever comes to my head. My little boys are doing well. They're like happy and healthy. They're also needy and greedy because that's what they do best, is be needy, greedy little beggy boys. What else? Maybe I should just nap for 10 minutes. You guys want to listen to me nap while I use my special face mask? I've been trying to listen to music. I've been trying to move my body a bit more. So I've started doing I missed it yesterday, but I'm gonna do it earlier today so I don't miss it. Starting to do like full body dance workouts daily. And then I want to walk more. I think it'd be really awesome if I could achieve those things to help get myself back into tip-top shape. Because right now I feel so sluggish and like, you know? You know, without me having to explain it, right? You understand the feeling? I can't see what you're saying because I can't read the chat at the moment, but I'm sure you guys get it. When you're sedentary for too long, and a lot of this month, I was just so busy and like not really like moving, but like on a tight schedule. So, like, if I have to get somewhere fast, you know, like taking a taxi because it's really easy. And then, like, just kind of being locked in recording booths for a lot of this month. But on the plus side, it means I've got a lot cooking. So that's nice. I can't wait to finally get to share some of it with you, but it is what it is. Now it's just important to try and fix my body lest I die. It's very important. I don't really have anything interesting to say at the moment. Which just usually, to be honest, is probably always true. I can just keep talking about whatever. You might not care about what I'm saying, because you might be like, what the heck are you talking about, Nurse Ravenclaw? But I like to think that's also part of my opinion. Probably not. I've been having so many hit tweets. I really want someone to make one of those, like, oh my God, a hit tweet images, but with me. I'm sure it already exists, but I don't have it. So that, like, because I'm like, I kind of made like some bangers. I'm like, whoa, you guys like those tweets I was making? Those random tweets I made. I'm so happy. Oh my God, a hit tweet. Miniature vocal warm-ups in bed that you can do. I wouldn't. Yeah, that's fine. Actually, it's not bad to do that. It's just a siren, but like a mini siren. It's a siren. It's a silence. You know how I like it. Like it. I'm quicker than lightning. It's a siren. It's a siren. Oh no, yeah. Running, don't need a rewind. Don't care what's wrong or what's right. Turn it up a notch. Make it dangerous. Sitting here with my eyes closed for 10 minutes. It's nice, but it's making me sleepy again. Even though I already am in my bed. But you know what? I promise you what is going to happen today with me is I'm gonna get up, and after I finish this Twitter space, I'm gonna go do the work that I need to do this morning. And then probably around the evening slash lunchtime, I'm gonna get like really sleepy and just be like, I'll just lay down for a bit, and I'm gonna pass out for like 4 hours. And it's so funny because whenever I do that, I never even like set up my bed in the way that I need to be like to sleep. I'm just literally so exhausted that when I lay on my bed, despite not being comfortable at all, because I haven't like gotten under the covers or like properly set the pillows, I just pass out. But I can't do that at night. I can do that really, really well midday. Even if I slept decently well the night before, but I can never ever do that at night. And if I do that midday, it's over. It's over. I'm not sleeping at night. It doesn't make any sense. Like, why does my body want me to go to bed at like 6 p.m. and then wake up at like 1 a.m. I don't want that. I don't like it. But I don't think today I'll be able to persevere. My whole body feels heavy. Can't read what you're saying. It's making me kind of sad. I'll be able to read it again soon. Surely it's almost been 10 minutes, right? Oh, baby! Do you hear my cat? Come here. Come here. It's not because he likes me. It's because he wants me to feed him. But he has food 24/7, so he's not starving. Don't worry about him. My cats always have access to food and water. Always, always, always. So they are little spoiled boys. Ow. Okay, give me a few minutes of quiet time. They're like, why isn't she talking? Why is she being so quiet? I'm just gonna I'm just gonna rest my eyes for a second. My cats are knocking things over and scaring me. I can't go check what they knocked over. Recently, my cats have really been enjoying being in the shower room, which I encourage because I feel like if I'm ever in a situation where I need to give them like an emergency bath because like they got really dirty or something, I don't want them to be scared of the shower room. Because, if their only association is going in there to take a shower, then they're probably going to be pretty scared of it, to be honest. So I've been leaving the door open, and turns out they really, really like chilling in the bathtub. Like, not with nothing in it. Sometimes I like if I put like a little bit of water in so they can drink it because they're little weirdos. But they really like exploring the bathroom and being in the bathtub together with no water or like minimal water at the bottom for them to like examine. It's so cute. Oh, there's our 10 minutes. Look. Oh. Together, we'll do whatever it takes. We're in this pack for life. Oh, we're wolves. We own the night. I should not be singing that song, but it's like it's stuck in my head. It's stuck in my head right now, and I just can't stop thinking about it. And it is, I do blame Love in Deep Space. It is all Love in Deep Space's fault because. They're releasing like a werewolf character, and so I'm getting a ton of memes on my timeline of like wolf shit, like werewolf YA type, like meme level bullshit. Ugh. That was quick. Oh. Did I disconnect? Or was it 10 minutes quick? I don't know. No, I'm still connected. No, my space is still going. My space is still going. It didn't end. Someone requested to speak and then they unrequested. Coward. Yeah, Valgo. It's such an interesting name. How do you come up with that? How do you come up with the freaking name Valgo? Okay, yeah, we're still here. Good. Hey, it's my little boy. It's my little darling. Come here. Oh, if anything you want to say to the jailbirds, he's sniffing about. He's sniffing about. He's being so cute. He's sniffing my finger. Oh, he went and he leaned his face into them. And by them, I mean my fingers. Something he really likes to do for some reason is like, he doesn't really like, he'll accept when I like kiss his face. He'll like let it happen. But he doesn't particularly like enjoy it, you know? But he'll accept it. He'll let it happen. But what he's been doing for a long time now is whenever he like gets like on my like head level. So like when he like jumps up on my desk to like lay down on my desk, he likes to sniff my face first, but specifically my hairline, and it's so weird. He'll hop up and then I'll try to pet him, he'll recoil, but then he'll go like he wants to sniff me. So I'll move my face close and he tries to sniff my hairline, so I'll turn my face down so he can sniff it. I'm like, why are you sniffing my head? Maybe he likes the smell of my shampoo. And he's like, let me see the hairline. He's just checking to see if you're balding. I'm not. He's just a weirdo. He's a little freak. He likes socks too. He's like a weird sock guy. He likes to collect socks and just drop them off. Just like presenting them to you. He's so cute. What's your shampoo? I recently fixed it or changed it, not fixed. I recently changed it. I was using I don't remember what it was, but it's like a Pureology one. I got like a hydration one recently because I wanted to try it. And the smell is really different. Honestly, I really wish I could just get like a really delicious smelling shampoo and conditioner and use whatever, but I care a lot about my hair health, so I need to make sure I also get a really, really good clean. So I use a nice one that's good for your hair. Little baby steal things too? No, I don't know if it's because of how cats are like raised, like when they're like baby babies in Japan, but like he's really, I don't know how else to explain it aside from to say he's really different from the average like experience I have with cats as an American. And I might also just not have enough experience with cats. My sister has two, my mom has one. They're all very different, but like my little baby just feels really different than what I'm used to, and not in a negative way. He has no attachment anxiety when I leave, as to where little darling has extreme. It's really hard for me to leave the house because little darling comes over to the door like the cutest boy you've ever seen in the world, and he'll stretch up on the door, which is usually his sign that he wants to go somewhere, but it's also his sign when he wants me not to go somewhere. So he'll hop up on the door, be like, don't go, and he'll start meowing at me. And it's so cute. But little baby, he could not care less that I'm leaving. He just like he's like, okay, bye. Like, he'll like come over and still like see what I'm doing, but like he doesn't like complain or anything. You know what I'm saying? Does he go out with you ever? My cats don't like going out with me because if they go out, it means they're going to the vet usually. So, generally speaking, if I'm taking them out, they know it's a bad thing. Only once has little darling escaped from the apartment into the like be outside, and it was really scary for me because he, of course, despite this being his dream to break out, was immediately terrified but did not want to go back in. So he just like go in a corner of the hallway, crouch down with like his ears down and like everything, like looking like scared. So then I would go and try to grab him, and he would run. And he would run to the other side of the hallway, cower in fear at the unfamiliar scenery. Then I would try to grab him, and he would do it. Just it was a cycle. So I'm very
nervous about letting him out now. He don't call him poor little guy. He did it to himself. Mama's literally coming to save him and is like, I'm gonna get you back in. Don't worry, I'm gonna put you back in. And he's just like, oh, I'm so scared. No, I don't want to go back in. Oh, I'm so scared. How fast does little darling run? I mean, he's a cat. He runs pretty fast. Don't you hear that? That's my cat who runs fast. This is what it's like for me every morning. He doesn't like when I do skincare because it doesn't matter if I'm taking off my makeup or putting it on. He can't differentiate. But he knows that generally, if I'm in my bathroom, like doing skincare and/or makeup, that I'm probably prepping to leave. And that greatly upsets him. Slugging just my face, yes. It's very important to slug. Recently, I've started slugging my whole full body again because I kind of stopped for a bit because it was like kind of getting to be a pain in the ass. But I started again and I was like, why did I ever stop this? This is awesome. Like the amount of difference between how like my body feels after slugging versus after not slugging, like after a shower, is like it's like night and day, man. It's night and day. Well, I also have a growing whisker collection. Recently, my cats have been dropping whiskers like crazy for some reason. So I have a little special box that I keep them in, all their fallen whiskers. That I find. Sometimes I find them in places where I deem them unretrievable. For example, the litter box. There was a while where there was one that had dropped there, and I just very much looked at it and said, well, that until I empty the litter, that's just where it's gonna be, and then it'll be in the garbage can because I am not digging in for that. If I find it on the floor, sure. On the floor is fine. Taking things out of the litter box, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Oh, I also saw, sorry, I just remembered. I saw the Michael Jackson movie recently. One that's just called Michael. It's so awesome. That was such a good movie. There's apparently going to be a part two. I'm really excited for it because honestly, while I was watching the movie, I didn't even feel like I'd been in there that long, like watching the movie. Was it a short movie? Because it didn't feel very long at all. It felt short. It felt very short. And I was like, I couldn't believe it. Because by the time that the film was ending, I was still like re I thought this was the halfway point. One of their two bowls that they both mutually eat out of was empty. What did you think of the performances in the movie? I thought they were awesome. I thought the whole thing to me was just phenomenal. Like, I can't lie. I really liked it. I enjoyed that thoroughly. Yeah, Jafar Jackson did a really fantastic job being Michael Jackson. Like, I was like gagged. I was completely gagged.
Did you watch Obsession yet? No, I haven't. I don't even know where I can watch Obsession here in Japan. Is it, I don't think it's, I don't know if it's in theaters here. I'm not quite certain where I would be able to watch that, but I heard it's really good. My sister was telling me about it, being like, you need to watch it because I really like horror movies. And so does she. So whenever there's like a new horror release, she'll like talk about it with me. Sorry, I'm washing my cat's water bowls and refilling them. You know, when you have a cat, sometimes they drop like a little bit of food in their bowl. So they just start getting kind of like icky and like developing things. It's important to pull them out in the morning and dump the stale water and refill them if you're going to use stale water. Okay. Here's the thing. They don't care about the dry food. They don't care about the water. The thing they exclusively care about and want right now is the wet food. So I shall not be a mean mother and I shall give it to them. We own what we own. Sorry, I need to stop. Why am I thinking about this song so much? Okay, give me one sec. I'm gonna give my cats their wet food. Here you go. Here you go. Little baby, come here. Your food is ready. My prince, come eat. Come eat your food. Come eat it. Come eat. He's just like loafed in the hallway. Oh my God, he just does not care. He does not gas. Okay. Let me turn on my light. I gotta do my dishes. I gotta do my dishes because I have to eat this morning. It's very important to eat when you wake up. Why? Because I said so. So I want to. I want to eat, but I have to cook. I don't want to order. So you guys are gonna have to listen to me cook my regular hot pot. I hope you do not mind. But first, you're gonna have to listen to me wash some dishes. It's also very important. What's cooking this morning? I don't know. You're gonna have to wait and guess, maybe. I wonder what Nerissa Ravencroft would be cooking in the morning. First, she's doing her dishes from yesterday because she did not feel like doing them yesterday. But since I'm talking to you guys, I'm motivated. I'll do the dishes I have to think just for you guys. Can you hear the gentle running of the water as I'm wearing light pink, like a very springy shade of pink, dishwashing gloves, and I have a sponge that is shaped like a fish. I have a sponge that's shaped like a fish as I scrub away at my dishes. Do you like that? You don't just use your hands? No, it's bad for your nails, and I've been trying to grow them out recently. They're already, like, pretty long, but, like, I want to grow them out more, you know? Oh, I need a little more soap. I don't know if I call this ASMR. But I'm glad if you're enjoying it. Yeah, the issue with getting your nails wet is it's really bad for them because they become more fragile. So even if while you're like really careful while you're washing, the issue is now that you dried your hands off and you think, okay, well, I'm good and I can just go back to doing whatever, your nails are in a super weakened, vulnerable state. So now you walking around with your wet duck nails. Is going to make them more prone to breaking, more prone to snapping, more prone to just over bending because they're more, My God, I made a mistake of cooking something. It was like onions, and I really blackened the pan. And it's almost clean now, but I've been, like, soaking it for, like, 3 days. I know that's terrible. I keep coming back and scrubbing everything that I can get off after soaking it. And then being like, oh, okay, there's still some stuff that, like, won't come off. I'll just soak it. So, like, it's at this point, it's, like, clean. Like, all the surface grime is technically off of it. But then it's just got, like, the little, like, black specks that are, like, hard to get off. I know that's terrible of me. But I just don't have the elbow grease. I need a new sponge. What did you do? I just cooked onions. I didn't use oil or anything. I just used water. And that was a mistake, apparently. The onions didn't turn black. The onions turned out just fine. But for some reason, the bottom of the pan got, like, really fucked, man. There's just, like, literally just, like, one speck of, like, the, like, little black stuff left. I really want to get it off so I can just be done with this process of giving up and saying I'll come back to it later when I feel like it. I'm really determined. I'm giving it a lot of elbow grease right now. Please cheer for me. The hot water, that's the thing. I've been soaking it. I put it with hot water and soap. And I've been doing this process for 3 days. It's like the littlest bit. It's like not even that much. It's like the literally like a speck. It's like a speck. Oh, I got it. Okay. Let me rinse it and I can put it to dry. Okay. There's that. Success. Now I feel accomplished. Like I have done something. Okay. Important morning ritual before cooking. I have a collagen jelly I take in the morning. Just suck it out really quickly. Oh, my sister's calling me. I can't pick up, though. I have to end the Twitter space. How do I tell her I'm busy? If she's calling me, it might be important. I don't know, though.
One sec. Okay.
Tell her you were asleep. I mean, she called me earlier too, and I asked her, I said, why'd you call me? And then she didn't say anything. But instead of telling me anything, she's just calling me again. Was like hours and hours ago. I assume she's busy, you know? Not Aradia. Okay. So first, Mirin. Maybe just end an answer. Looks like she's just having a good time. She sent me some pictures of her. It's her and her cute daughter. Oh, that's cute. You should talk with your sis. I'm not disagreeing with you. Are you guys implying you want me to end my stream to go talk, or my Twitter space to go talk to my sister? I've just added Ginger into the pot. Now I'm adding some water. So I have mirin, ginger, and water. And then I have a chicken bouillon cube, just half of it. It's specifically made for hot pot. Oh, I just told you what I'm making. Chicken bouillon. And I like to crush it up. I like to crush it up because I feel like it's good, you know? Gotta pull my 1 million vegetables from the fridge. Honestly, this is my least favorite part about making hot pot is preparing the vegetables. I wish they were just prepared for me. But two of the ones that I usually buy at the grocery store that like are pre-prepared, they were not today. Or not today, but rather when I bought them. So I was really sad. So I'm like, dang it, that means I have to prepare them. Okay, wash, wash, wash. Washing the first layer of vegetables, which is bean sprouts. Into the pot you go. Then I have some cabbage. I don't really like cabbage that much, unless it's cooked certain ways, but in hot pot, I find it to be quite delightful. So I will cut off some of that and wash it. Oh, there's a big hard area of it, so I'm going to take that out. I don't like the parts that are too, big. Into the pot. And I gotta put this back in the fridge. I like to do a little bit of cleanup as I go. It would be nice if I had a sous chef to do this for me. But alas, I do not, so I must do it myself. Jailbirds, why aren't you here helping me cook? Cabbage can be kind of bland, but on the other hand, I do enjoy cabbage. I do enjoy it, especially in like Irish food. Okay. Now, I'm going to pull out my chrysanthemum green. I don't need to use all of them, but maybe about half would be good. Yes. Chop that up. Or I'll do the wash first, actually, before I do this. I feel like these are better to wash before you actually put it in. Man, I can't reach the counter. Oh, okay. I see. You guys are just short little guys. You need me to put you on my shoulders? Want me to put you on my shoulders and lift you up to the counter? It'll be like my cats. My cats are always so interested in what I'm doing when I'm at the table or like at the counter, so they'll like jump up. But they know they're not allowed up on the counter as well. So it always turns into me going like, "Hey, get down." And then running for it. And even though I'm just making vegetables, I am rinsing the plate between all of them. Or the plates? That's not correct. I'm rinsing the cutting board. Really, you only need to do that for like meat. If you'd like cut meat on it and then you had to go like cut vegetables, and especially if you weren't going to cook them, then you might want to do that. I'm the alpha, I'm the leader, I'm the one to trust. Trust! Together we'll do. Also, by the way, I have not seen whatever movie that is from. I saw some people being like, "Oh, she watched this movie called Zombies, apparently," which is really confusing to me. Because what do you mean? It's a movie about werewolves singing about how they own the night, and the movie is called Zombies? I'm just very confused. I don't know anything. I literally don't know anything about it. I'm currently adding in enoki mushrooms. So we've got bean sprouts, cabbage, chrysanthemum greens, and then enoki mushroom. So far, we still have three more vegetables to add in, and then our meat. Together, we'll do whatever it takes. We're in this pack for life. Oh, we're wolves. We own the night. Okay. There's the enoki. Gotta put the enoki back in the fridge. I'm gonna get my bok choy. I'm gonna rinse it first. Okay, then I just cut off the butt and then I just put them in whole because I really like eating just the whole leaf, to be honest. That's the end of the bok choy, unfortunately. All right, the next thing is kabocha. This is really annoying to cut because I don't think my knife is quite sharp enough for it. So I have to like, I need to like get some leverage in it, and then well, you'll hear. So give me a second. Then just slam it against the tape, the cutting board. I do need a knife sharpening slab, but like usually I'm not cutting anything that hard, so I'm like, I've done it once. And I did thick cut, so there's only four pieces of kabocha, but that's gonna have to do because I don't want to do another. I'm never I am never buying uncut kabocha again unless I'm making like a stew and sticking the whole thing in. Because what the hell, man? Gotta rinse the cutting board. Okay. I'm getting close to the end of the vegetable preparation. Kabocha in the fridge. And then I just need to add in... I'll do two. I'm going to add in two green onions. The white part. Gotta wash them first. Don't forget the importance of washing your vegetables. Lest you want to eat dirty. At the very least, if you wash your vegetables, you can eat less dirt. Honestly, there will probably still be a little bit of dirt. That's just how it goes, but... I accidentally bought really thin ones. I usually buy like the really, really thick ones, and I just need one, but since I have really thin ones, I think I need two. To get the amount of green onion I like having in my hot pot. Usually, apparently here in Japan, they just don't eat the green part. And I don't mean if, I don't know if that means like they just don't eat it at all or if they only use it as garnish. But I just cut up the whole thing and put it in, you know? I just cut up the whole thing and put it in. Who cares if it's correct? Nothing's correct. There we go. Let me put everything back in the fridge. Sorry, this is probably too fucking boring. Just listen to me fucking cook, like, my breakfast. I'm so sorry. This is content you can't really get easily on stream, though. So, please enjoy. Okay, I need to dry off my screen because I accidentally got some water on it. There we go. Okay. Now, last but not least, the star of the show, pork belly. I freaking love pork belly, man. And pork belly in hot pot is just chef's kiss. Especially when it's like nice and thinly cut. Putting that on top. I bought enough of my hot pot ingredients to make 3 hot pots. So I'll have to eat it again tomorrow for sure. If I want to use all the vegetables up in my fridge. Okay. Wash my hands. I need to refill the hand soap. I can do that while this is cooking. Ugh. Okay. Now I can start the cooking process. Okay, and while that's cooking, it's the perfect time to clean up and do the dishes I just made. I have some like pre-cut green onion used specifically for like a, you know, garnish. So I have that ready at the moment. Wow, so efficient. You guys know I used to cook every single day for like 3 hours at one point in my life. I would like be in the kitchen every single day. for at least 3 hours, making only dinner. That wasn't including breakfast. It's crazy. I love cooking. And I think there's a lot of pride to be had about keeping your kitchen clean. So usually when I'm falling behind and have dishes in the sink, I get really disappointed in myself and unhappy. So it's one of those things that's important, you know? I'm the alpha, I'm the leader, I'm the one to trust. I'm so sorry. It's so stupid. Okay. The dishes are clean. The hot pot is cooking. I have my Yakult in my hands and I'm going to drink it. If I can get the cap off, which seems unlikely. Okay, then just the general scraps and garbage that I missed, gotta go in the garbage. I have an empty thing of cat food, like a box that was holding the cat food. What is Yakult? You don't know Yakult? Yakult is super delicious. It's like a little morning yogurt drink that is like, it's good for you. It's good for you to drink it in the morning as well. It's good for you. Responding to work messages while my breakfast cooks. Yes, that looks good. My body aches, bro. Yeah, you get the keyboard ASMR. I shouldn't take too long. I just gotta clear them out real quick or I'm gonna be thinking about it and it's gonna be making me anxious. But if I can just clear them, everything that's not important, and then put everything that is important in a place where I can look back at it,
Then I'll be golden. You know, together we're glowing. It's gonna be golden. Oh, up, 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 it's our voices. We're gonna be golden. Oh, I'm done hiding. Yeah, I'm shining like I'm born to be.
What switches are those? Not ones you want, okay? I widowy, like, needed to get, like, desperately needed to get a new keyboard during when NRECO was happening. You guys probably remember I was, like, really struggling with, like, my W key and stuff. It was really bad, man. It was terrible. So I bought a random new one that was just cheap off Amazon. I widowy just bought the first one I saw, and it's a Japanese keyboard, so it's really difficult to type with because the things are off. The things are off, so it's making me miserable. And now the next thing to make me miserable, I've got to scoop the litter box. The worst part about having cats. And usually what I would do is I would actually take, because I have a separate trash bin for cat waste, obviously. And I used to, like, when it was colder and there were no bugs, I would leave it I would leave it outside. So it's, like, not, you know, smelly and gross. But, like, now there's bugs outside, so I can't do that. I love the litter robot, too, but I just feel like it smells so bad. I had an automatic litter box, and I've had one in, I feel like with the size of my space, it's like not worth it. Do you guys have weird habits? Even though I was just in the kitchen and there's a sink, I exclusively like to wash my hands in the sink in the bathroom after scooping the litter box. Is that dumb? Is that weird? I don't know. Okay. Looks like my hot pot's probably done, so I'm going to turn it off. But I'm going to keep letting it go because I need to add the garnish on top. So remove the top for a moment. Take the garnish. Generously top with the garnish. Put the top back on so that can just steam just a little bit. Hell, I can even take this thing off the heat. It's already done. Let it cool down just the littlest bit faster. Okay. And then, while that's cooling down, I need to refill the... Oops. How do I get this up without using my nails? Butter knives very much come in handy. Okay, now I will be free with hand soap. Have you had spicy hot pot before? Yes. But I just generally, it's not that I dislike it, but generally I like what I like, and I don't like to, like, go too far from what I like, because I already know I like it. So why would I experiment by eating something that I also like, but like less, when I could just keep eating what I like, you know? When I can just eat something I know I like extremely well.
Well, I hope this was enjoyable for you. My random, unexpected. I mean, that's usually how it is, isn't it? That's usually how Twitter spaces are. It's just kind of like, hey, come listen to me talk. But yeah, thank you guys for coming to my random get ready with me stream. Stream? It's not really a stream, it's a Twitter space. But they're kind of like stream adjacent. I hope you enjoyed my wake up and cook together. It's time to eat and get to work. So, thank you guys for joining. I hope you had fun chatting and listening to me cook. I'm gonna go eat now. It's an audio stream, exactly. So, I hope you guys enjoyed, and thank you for motivating me to do the dishes in my sink, because if you guys weren't here, I can promise you what I would have done is I would have given up again on the one that was being a bit annoying to clean, and I would have saved it for tomorrow after soaking it some more. So thank you, jailbirds. You saved me. You saved me from certain death. So thank you all so much for coming. I hope you had a good time this morning. I am streaming tomorrow. A lot of Hollowien is going to be streaming that new like chameleon hide and seek game thing. So I'll see you all there. Look forward to it. And yeah. Thank you so much, and until next time, bye, you darlings.